As long as you have a body, you'll have physical sensations in that body. You'll have a response to temperature, you'll have a response to air quality, and you'll have a response to the energies that are physically transmitted from others. It's not possible to not have that response because you're in a body and all bodies are interacting with each other. So to acknowledge the body is to accept reality. Some environments are more difficult. I'm speaking physically now. And some are less difficult, and your body is telling you, maybe, that you feel sick in certain environments. Okay. Do you have to have a judgment about that? No, you don't. You have to have an acceptance of the physical experience of it. Judgment comes when emotions and thoughts get involved with the body. The body level is free of judgment. It doesn't have a qualification that says, you're doing this to me. Your body just has its own experience of something. It's just what's happening. So, in principle, a person can be recognizing difficult relationships or difficult environments, and their body can be, because you have a body, the body can be feeling, this is hard to be in this place, I need to leave because my physical, energetic being is suffering, and so you leave. Or you don't leave, you stay. But that's free of judgment. There's no interaction on the emotional level that's required by having a physical, energetic perception. We add to that the judgment that somebody is doing something to me. No, not necessarily. This can be going on completely unconsciously, so nobody's intending to do anything to you. Of course, it could be going on consciously too. There's no denying that. But your physical body is the vessel that you're walking around with in life, and so it's being impacted by energies, whether you're conscious of them or not, and you have to do your best to try and stabilize it or maintain yourself in your own energy field, or leave if you can't do that. But none of that involves an emotional drama. None of it. It involves your care for yourself. So each situation and each relationship is different. But self-respect and respect for another is still present, even if one has these energetic experiences. It doesn't mean you have to stay in the presence of something that feels very difficult, but it means that you can be free of judgment about it. What is universal is, especially among people who are spiritually dedicated to moving forward with their own growth, what's universal is a tendency to judge oneself because one hasn't progressed far enough. And the example of not doing well at meditation, not having a quiet mind, is one of the very common examples of, oh, I'm not a good meditator, I'm just sitting here and nothing's happening and I don't know why I'm doing this. All kinds of judgments come up about that, about how one's meditation is going. But it's true in a general way about those people who have the most desire to progress spiritually, feel the most badly when they feel a sense of not having done what they know should be possible. So if you can do that with your meditation, to feel this is just what happened today, and I'm still on the same path of trying to get quiet in my mind, that's good, because it illustrates one of the primary, basic principles of a spiritual growth, which is to know that we are all learners. How many times can you say that to yourself would not be enough? 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times? It's not enough. We are all learners on a road, and learning is infinite. There isn't an end to it. God is infinite, and therefore learning on the progression of incorporating the divine is infinite. So there has to be something that's not, oh, I didn't meditate well, or I wasn't very loving, I got angry, or whatever it is, the recriminations, so that you say to yourself, I'm learning, and you ask God, show me the way. It's so simple. I am learning. If this was in error, or if it was in error, show me the way to make it be different. That's always the answer. Show me the way is the answer to everything that has to do with learning. And the reason we don't go in that direction is what I was saying earlier. We're so attached to emotions that we think that we're absolutely right in feeling the way we're feeling. Absolutely right. And so then there's no learning, and then there's no show me the way. It's because we just are there with what we feel is inevitable. I would like to encourage everyone who thinks a feeling is inevitable to change their mind. I know that's easy to say, and you wish that you could do it immediately. But at least to create a scientific mentality, hypothetically, in principle, maybe I could be feeling something else at this moment, and then to ask God, show me the way. Show me the way. That's the simple way of changing into from a judgmental person into a compassionate person. And of course it applies to other people as well. Show me the way that I can see how they're learning something. How they're learning.